It was smiles and party hats today on Wall Street as we learned the trade war may be winding down. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 7th day of November. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. While they are popping champagne corks on Wall Street, millions of Americans are having a tough time simply existing. Sears is closing more stores. In other retail news, Black Friday shopping kicks off, well, now, it looks like. Also, a $25 million grant for the Des Moines Riverways project was announced today. In for the interview is Gay Gordon Byrne. She'll join me to talk about your right to fix the stuff you already own. It's called Right to Repair. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. Well, it seems like we're getting closer to some sort of a trade deal between the United States and China. Gao Feng, a ministry spokesman for China's Commerce Ministry, said the U.S. and China had agreed to simultaneously cancel some existing tariffs on one another's goods. The ministry spokesperson said that both sides were closer to a so-called Phase 1 trade agreement following constructive negotiations over the past 2 weeks. Of course, that's all the markets needed to hear, and Wall Street celebrated, especially in the technology side and other global leaders of the blue chips. But, yeah, there is a but. One important condition for a limited trade agreement, Feng insisted, was that the U.S. and China must remove the same amount of charges at the same time. This news comes after reports that a meeting between President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping would be postponed until December, delaying a chance for the two leaders to sign an interim trade deal. Well, while Wall Street celebrates, there's some sobering news out there about workers. According to a new Brookings Institution report, 44% of Americans aged 18 to 64 are low-wage workers with no clear path out of poverty. Stunning in the fact that unemployment is hovering near a five-decade low, workforce participation is at the highest level in 6 years, and Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell recently called the labor market strong. What's going on? Well, an estimated 53 million Americans are earning low wages, according to the study. Their median wage is $10.22 an hour, and their annual pay is just nearly $18,000 a year. While many are benefiting from high demand for jobs, the data indicates that not all new jobs are good, high-paying positions. And the news gets worse for the long haul. The millions of Americans in low-wage jobs are likely to stay there. Workers who make between 10 and 15 bucks an hour have a 52% chance of remaining in that wage bracket when they switch jobs. For middle-wage workers, those earning $19 to $24 an hour, there's a 46% chance that a job transition would result in lower pay. And that's bad news for the nearly 3.5 million workers who quit their jobs in September. The demographic of low-wage workers span race, gender, and geography, but women and minority groups are more likely to earn low wages. Black workers are 32% more likely to earn low wages than whites, and Latinos, 41% more likely. Nearly half of all low-wage workers are concentrated in just 10 occupations, like cooks, cleaners, construction, and retail sales. Speaking of retail, Sears told Reuters today it had won a $250 million lifeline from lenders that includes billionaire owner Eddie Lambert and will close additional stores. Why? Well, mounting losses continue to strangle the company's finances. The new loan put together in recent weeks increases by roughly $100 million, the $150 million of financing that Sears raised several weeks ago. It's reported that Lambert, through his hedge fund ESL Investments, has contributed a significant portion to the new financing. Starting in December, Sears will close 96 stores, leaving the retailer with 182 locations. That's down from the 425 stores Lambert acquired when he rescued Sears from bankruptcy in a $5.2 billion deal earlier this year. Well, 'tis the season of releasing holiday Black Friday deals well in advance of Black Friday. Best Buy revealed its Black Friday sales circular today, kicking off hundreds of early deals available Sunday, November 10th. Now, for the sixth year, most stores will open at 5 o'clock in the evening on Thanksgiving and close at 1 a.m. on Friday. Stores will then reopen at 8 o'clock in the morning on Black Friday. In the news release today, the Minneapolis-based electronics retailer said, quote, "This year, there are even more opportunities than ever to get your hands on these deals and doorbusters before Thanksgiving Day," end quote. In addition to the early deals from Monday through November 20th, Best Buy will roll out daily doorbusters, giving early access to the very best deals in the ad with one doorbuster available each day while supplies last. Hurry, hurry. And not to be outdone, Target unveiled seasonal deals on products including toys, gift cards, and electronics today. It's also promoting what it calls holly deals, or discounts on thousands of products during the season, beginning with a two-day Black Friday preview sale that starts tomorrow. Stores are kicking off their sales earlier than usual this year, in part because the holiday shopping season is 6 days shorter than last year. Six fewer days for retail to help you part with your money, in other words. Other large retailers have already taken similar steps in vying for customers. Walmart kicked off its holiday shopping season in late October. Amazon is offering holiday-themed deals, and this week, on Monday, they announced free one-day delivery for Prime members this season. Consumer spending, by the way, for the holidays in the United States this year could top $1 trillion for the first time. Well, the Des Moines Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, together with its partners working to implement Central Iowa Water Trails, today announced its receipt of a $25 million grant from the Better Utilizing Investments to Leverage Development, or BUILD, grant program of the U.S. Department of Transportation. The grant will accelerate the implementation of the Central Iowa Water Trails Initiative, which includes 86 projects throughout the region. Specifically, the grant will help to activate a 5-mile stretch of the Des Moines River by mitigating the Scott Avenue Dam, making improvements at 3 neighborhood access points, and a whole bunch of other things. The total cost for all of the projects is about $31.25 million, 80% of which will be covered by the BUILD grant. All right, when we come back, Gay Gordon Byrne heads up a group called Repair.org. It's all about allowing you to repair stuff you already own rather than having to outsource those repair items. It is a hot topic all across the country. She will join us on our Newsmaker line next.